What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
Welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio, and I'm sure all of you are beyond full. I mean, it was one of those holidays, Thanksgiving. I don't know. I have to tell you, I did something I've never done before. Joining me today is Mark Oldman. Mark Oldman, of course, is one of the partners with the a former member of the media, still a member of the media group, but Goldman and McCormick PR specializes in getting clients seen on TV and heard on radio and read about in newspapers, and it's GoldmanMcCormick.com. And Mark comes on and we talk about some of the hot business stories. But Mark, I have to tell you, I did for the first time ever, I actually went shopping at 1 o'clock in the at 12:30 on Thanksgiving Eve.
Are you crazy?
Let me tell you something. I did it because I had always wanted to do it, and
right. That
was it. I missed the doorbuster, which is why I went to Best Buy to get the doorbuster for a new TV. I missed the doorbuster by like 200 people. There were like thousands of people, thousands of people in this mall lined up. My mouth was open. I said, I'm not standing in this cold. I went inside the mall. I went inside the mall. I said, listen, I missed the deal anyway. What am I going to stand in line for? So the mall was open and I went inside and I just looked at myself in the lines at the PlayStation store and this store and that store. And I scratched my head. And at 1 o'clock, Best Buy opened and I ran in and got a television that was very affordable, still extremely fabulous price. And the line to pay for it was outrageous. There were thousands of people in the store, thousands. And I said to one of
the managers, I was actually in Manhattan in New York City on Saturday afternoon, and it was ridiculous. The place crawling with people and shoppers everywhere.
But I found a manager, and I said, can I buy this television and have you send it free shipping to my home? And they said, absolutely. And I said, well, why aren't those thousands of people doing that? And they said, because people in this country want what they want when they want it. There's this immediate gratification of taking it home. So,
big day today, and thank you for having me on the show, first and foremost. You know what today is, right?
Cyber Monday.
That's right, Cyber Monday. And mobile shopping for Cyber Monday deals are expected to surpass computers for the first time in history. Huge, huge news. After offering online deals for days, retailers are rolling out even more promotions for Cyber Monday, hoping for people to keep buying stuff on their smartphones or computers. You got to check this out, Frankie. Shoppers are expected to spend, are you sitting down? $6.6 billion with a B, dollars today on Cyber Monday, which is up to about 16% larger from last year, according to a new study by Adobe Analytics.
I can't even fathom this, Mark. Honestly, I really can't. It's so huge.
And the other huge thing, the other crazy thing is more people will be picking up their smartphones today to shop instead of their computers. So web traffic from smartphones and tablets is expected to top desktop computers for the first time this year, which is huge.
Why? I wonder why.
You know what? No clue. I mean, it's just easier. People have them. You could do it really from anywhere. Just like you could listen to this show from anywhere online. You could shop from anywhere online. So really, it's great.
You know, I have to tell you, I was at a concert the other night, and I used my smartphone for a couple. I did. I used my smartphone for a couple of things to catch up and. And I was taken to the Jay-Z concert, and so he's not on my playlist, so it was an interesting experience for me.
I'm sure.
But I was checking my Celtics scores, and I was doing all these things, and I said, this is what all the kids are doing. Yeah, that's what they're into. Everybody's into it. But I don't usually do that.
You could have got that whole everybody at the show turned on to your Friday show. Would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been great. It would have been really good. So this is going to be a very big deal. Now, I have to ask you a personal question. Will you be buying anything online today?
Not me per se, but my wife will be buying a ton of things online today, and she's bought a lot of great deals already.
Yeah, I already started this morning. I have to be honest. I got an email about. I was just telling Jeremiah I love monk fruit, and the company I get the monk fruit from. Monk fruit is a low glycemic, full of fiber sweetener from the Lohan fruit, which is very rare. And there's one company, and I'm going to give them a plug. I love them, Lakanto, that has these candy bars made. 40% less calories than a regular candy bar, and there's no sugar in them, no processed anything. They're made with cacao chips, and they're really good. Anyway, so I ordered a bunch of those online today because they were like 70% off. That's like a huge savings.
You know what? Another big thing was obviously Black Friday meant big business for online as well. Sales on the internet on Thanksgiving and Black Friday
now,
in the
I
U.S.
heard...
were up 17.9% from last year. Hitting $7.9 billion, according to Adobe Analytics.
On Black Friday.
Again,
okay. I heard that
which
the in-store...
Which looks at sales at the 100th biggest web retails in the U.S., which that's pretty big.
I heard the in-store was not as big as last year, but that the online was bigger.
Absolutely. You know, I'm hearing that myself. For the brick-and-mortar retail, the picture, you know, is a little murkier, but... Reuters notes that search from ShopTrack said that store traffic fell less than 1% on Black Friday. So that's pretty good. It's not so bad.
Yeah. What's this
and,
about time?
And did you hear that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos now, because of this Black Friday, is worth over $100 billion?
No. What's he going to do with this money?
I don't know. Hey, you know what? I got a stupid question for you. I'm not sure if you saw this, but one of the biggest fads this year are holiday pajamas for the whole family to wear. Macy's, they're offering 15 versions of these available online. I think they're cheesy. What do you think?
I don't know. I have to tell you, I have a friend who, her two grown sons at Thanksgiving had matching shirts, and the new little baby, he was a year actually on Thanksgiving, had his shirt, and she took a picture, and I thought it was really cute. I have to be honest. I just thought it really was, it was campy but fun.
Right.
Would you and the kids do it?
Can you picture an extended family of like 10 or 15 people wearing the same pajamas?
I think it's kind of fun.
Okay. All right. Teach your own, you know.
You're not going to be doing it, I can tell, at the Goldman household.
Yeah, no. You know, I might get the biz talk pajamas, but I don't think I'm going to go with the whole family. Big story. Did you hear about Time Inc.? It's getting new owners.
Yeah, tell us.
Meredith Corp. It's official. Time Inc. is getting new owners. Meredith Corp., the Iowa-based publisher of Better Homes and Gardens and Family Circle, is buying Time Inc. for $2.8 billion, including all their debt. It's got help from an unlikely source, the private equity arm of Charles G. and David H. Koch offering Meredith $650 million in backing for the deal.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And these brothers, after they buy Time, they're going to own Time Magazine, Sports Illustrated, and People Magazine. Really the only three magazines that I know that anybody reads.
Yeah. It's so interesting. This is a fascinating story. I wonder what the ramifications are going to be down the road, how it's going to change, or is it going to change? What do you think?
You know what? I think it's going to change a lot, and it's going to be
for the better?
Very big media companies owning everything.
Do you think it's for the better, Mark, or do you think it's the it's causing, I don't know. I have mixed feelings.
I would definitely have to think about it more, but overall, I think it's definitely for the best to have one corporation own all these magazines, and they could take one piece of content and, you know, repurpose it to their other publications. So I really do think it's a win-win.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we always love dishing the stories with you, the business stories. So Cyber Monday, everybody is using their phones. By the way, BizTalk Radio has their own app. I don't know if you knew that, so you can can check it out. Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And hopefully they'll have their own pajamas soon too.
I hope not. Oh, I hope not. But that would be kind of fun if each of the hosts took a picture in their pajama and sent it in as one big mosaic, and all the producers would have to as well, and Jeremiah would have to wear one too. So that would be a fun thing. Maybe next year. Maybe next year. All right. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Mark Goldman, thank you so much from GoldmanMcCormick.com.
Check us out.
.com. Thanks so much. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
And the sunlight hurts my America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we're talking to one of the few jollytologists around, Alan Klein. Alan Klein has a new book. It's called Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn: Enrich Your Life by Viewing It Through the Eyes of a Child. And Alan, I could not agree with you more. There is not anything more delightful in life than seeing events through the eyes of kids. And welcome to the program. Now,
thank you. Delightful to be here.
Tell us what a jollytologist is.
Well, I made it up. Just like a kid, you know, you can be whoever you want in the world. I actually have a master's degree in human development, H-U-M-A-N, and my thesis and work was on the therapeutic value of humor. So technically, humor in Greek is jellos, so I'm really a jellotologist.
Oh, that's so funny.
But nobody knew what that was, so I changed it to jollytologist.
That's fabulous, fabulous. But it's true. I've always loved, years ago, I don't have my own kids, but I used to love taking my great niece and my little nephews when they were younger and my friends' kids and grandkids. I love taking them to events because to just see their eyes and to see the wonderment.
Yeah,
and
they light up.
And to watch them, they light up.
The lesson they can teach adults is that the world is amazing.
And it's also important for us to never forget about playing and fantasy. And you write about this in Secrets Kids Know.
Well, everything, Frankie, everything, this show that you created started in your mind, started as a daydream, started as a fantasy, right? Like,
yes.
Maybe I could have a show. So it all starts, and kids are daydreaming all the time. It all starts there, and then you make it happen. So
Right. Kids
can teach us that maybe we need to daydream a little more and fantasize of what we want to be in life or what we want to have in life or how we want to see the world, and then start working towards that.
I absolutely agree with you. I want to share with you, for Thanksgiving, I saw two little girls that I normally don't see, and I got them each matching because they're two and four. So they're three and five, so they're young.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get one different from the other. And when I brought the presents in, they were little Disney Minnie Mouse dolls that they love the Minnie Mouse collection and all that. So I knew they would like these. And I said, girls, guess who I just saw on the street? And they asked about you. And I said, I saw a little elf. And they went to the window. And I said, oh, he went away. But he asked me to give you these. And their eyes lit up because they believed that to be the truth.
So what I found with my daughter growing up is that they're like sponges, and they do believe whatever you tell them. So you got to be careful what you say. A friend of mine's mother had some of her grandkids over, and they were playing with each other, and they got angry with each other. One of them yelled, "I'll kill you, I'll kill you." And the grandmother came over and said, "That's terrible. You shouldn't be saying that. Where did you learn that?" And the kid said, "From you, Grandma."
Oh, my gosh.
So we have to be careful what we tell our kids.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us the theme, though, from this book that you want us, because I think we sometimes lose that optimism, and you even have a chapter, secret number 13, be optimistic, the sky's the limit.
Right. So for kids, you know, the world is totally abundant. They could be whatever they want to be. One little girl said, "I want to be a dancer, clown, doctor who drives bulldozers." And yet, I think adults, they limit. They, you know, you're at a meeting and somebody comes up with an idea and you're, "Yeah, but we can't do that. We don't have the money. You know, that's not, no one else has done that before."
Right.
That's not true in kids' mind. The sky is the limit. They can do whatever they want.
Right.
And
right.
I think, you know, we can't do whatever we want as an adult. That's true. But we can start to think like that and open our abundance, open our view of the world, that things are possible. I mean, Frankie, I wanted to march in the Macy Day Parade a couple of years ago. I didn't know how to do that. But it was a fantasy. I knew that I could do it if I pursued it, and I did. The sky was the limit for me. I knew that some way I can get in that parade.
And you did it.
I did it. And I didn't know how to do it when I had the idea, but I felt like a kid. Okay, I'm going to ask all my friends. Maybe some of them know. Maybe they can join me. Maybe, you know. And I put it on Facebook that's what I wanted to do. And somebody, I live in the West Coast in California. They live in New York. They said, "I'm going to go to Macy's and find out how you can get in the parade." And she did, and I contacted the right person, and there I was.
I love it. I love it. Be a risk taker. There's a fine line with that one, but tell us the theme from that.
Well, kids take risk. I mean, I think adults, they kind of shy away from taking risks. And like sometimes people go to me, because I believe that, first of all, we're 6 degrees separation from anyone that could help us get what we want. So we've got to ask. And so many people I know, they're going to say no. So what?
Right.
And kids ask for whatever they want.
That's right. Alan, my mother, my late mother, always, I was standing in line. I forget where I was coming back from, and it was terrible. And there was a gentleman in back of me, and he said, he looked very upset, and I said, "What's the matter?" And he said, "If I don't make this flight," and he spoke in an accent, but I understood what he was saying. I said, "Just ask the people if you can go in front." And oh no, I can't. Mm. I said, "Of course you can. Just ask." And I helped him because he didn't know the language skills, but I said, "This man needs to go. Can we get him in front of the line?" And every single person pushed over and let him go in front of the line. And he
turned around. You know, yeah.
Kids, and he said, "Thank you so much."
Yeah. They ask all kinds of questions. They ask for stuff that, you know, adults maybe didn't even think of. So as an adult, I think what we can learn from kids is ask questions.
Right, but let's leave everybody with number 14, because that's wonderful. Be playful.
Oh, yeah. Got to be playful. When my daughter was a young teenager.
Oh, we got to run. We've got to. But, Alan,
anytime
you want to come back, we can talk, because Secrets Kids Know is your book. It's really fun stuff. Enrich your life by viewing it through the eyes of a child. Alan Klein, what's the best website?
www.alanklein.com, but spell it right. ALLENKLEIN.com.
Thank you so much, Alan Klein. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
And I, your willing victim, I let let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch, you fix them.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Ah, hooray for Hollywood, because Mr. and Mrs. Hollywood, Edie and Lou Wasserman in their entertainment empire. That is Kathleen Sharpe's brand new book. Kathleen Sharpe, of course, is an award-winning journalist, the author of four books and a film producer. She covered right here in the Boston area, the West, for the Boston Globe, the New York Times. She's written for The Nation, Smithsonian. It goes on and on and on. And, of course, her Amazon top seller, Blood Medicine, The Whistle on One of the Deadliest Prescription Drugs, which was called one of the most important nonfiction books, books of the past 20 years. And she is with us today. And I know you're working on a new TV series, but tell us about this new political power couple. Tell us about the Wassermans, please, and welcome back.
Sure. Oh, it's great to be with you, Frankie. We always have fun.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, well, Edie and Lou Wasserman started in Hollywood back in the 30s, and they really were the first power couple, not only of Hollywood, but later on through their association with Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton and other politicians. They were actually the first power couple, or fundraising king and queen of Washington politicians. So it was so fun to follow their life over the course of 70 years and realize that, you know, each one of them, the Edie, who was very feisty, and she was related to the mob, and Lou, who was just so straight and actually had a very brilliant business mind, he knew how to represent, you know, the actors like Bob Mitchum or Marilyn Monroe, and really lift them not only, you know, on movie screens, but later on in TV and other forms of entertainment.
What was it about this couple that this is one intense book, Kathleen? I mean, we're talking about this is a book that has
a lot of gossip in there too.
538 pages. Oh my gosh. What was it that made you want to write about them?
Well, at the time, no one had written about Lou. He was very kind of undercover, and he did that deliberately. He did not want any of the publicity. He said, stay out of the spotlight. It'll fade your suit. That's what he told all of his agents and executives at Universal City.
Yeah.
But at the time, Universal was being sold to a Japanese company, Matsushita. And I realized, wow, you know, here's this entity that's almost a century old, and no one has really written the definitive book on the people behind it. And as I got into the book, you know, I interviewed 400 people from Gregory Peck to, you know, the Hitchcock family, to Jimmy Carter and Nancy Reagan. But as I got into it, I realized that Edie was a power in her own force. This is Lou's wife of 70 years. And she had, you know, if she'd been born in a different time, she probably would have been the CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
But because she was born in the 1910s and sort of came of age in the 1930s, she used her power in a very subtle way, which is the way that a lot of Hollywood women did in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and even 70s.
So we have to talk about sex. And
I love it. Yes,
we have to. Because people think Harvey was the first, you are writing about a story that is so perfect in today's world, because this is all about the sex. This is all about, you said that when Lou arrived, in the 30s, Sam Goldwyn and Jack Warner expected sex from young women eager to be stars.
Yes, that was that's when the casting couch was sort of invented. You know,
yeah.
Daryl Zanuck of 20th Century Fox worked his way through actresses faster than he did film reels. And, it was only when men became very powerful in Hollywood that the casting couch became a fixture of the moguls, studio offices. And I think a lot of women put up with it, like Betty Davis or Marilyn Monroe, except when they got really big. And then a lot of them, either use the old-fashioned slap across the face, of the studio men, who by now had really depended on women like Joan Crawford or Betty Davis or Barbara Stanwyck to lift their fortunes, because these women were huge box office draws. So they could call the shots, and they did. But then there was another sort of women, like Edie Wasserman and her friends, like Janet Leigh and Rosemary Clooney. And these women in the 1950s used their sexuality and their wiles in a much different way. They were not big stars, but they were the power behind the throne of men like top agents like Lou Wasserman. Or one woman was the daughter of Barney Balaban, who was the head of Paramount Studios. And they used their seductive wiles to get what they wanted, whether that was a better feature role for a film or a TV show. As an example, Edie had a cocktail party every week at her house in Beverly Hills. And Janet Leigh was really unhappy with the films that she was getting cast in. And she was a good friend of Edie's, so she expressed her disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you know, the next month or so, she gets her first starring role in a feature film, which was Holiday Affair.
And oh, yeah.
Janet Leigh told me, wow, that was so impressive to me. I just couldn't believe it. But
and
Edie
Suzanne Plachette was part of that crowd. And Dean Martin's wife, you say, and the list goes on, Rosemary Clooney and others. And so was Edie, I know Edie, she tolerated Lou sleeping around because he slept with Betty Davis, you write in the book. I'm not giving out secrets, you write about it.
Right.
But did Edie also have her own little flings?
Oh, yes. She was quite, in fact, I'd say she was more active. While he was in the boardroom, she was in the bedroom, let's say. but she had crushes on Errol Flynn, and, through that flirtation and alleged affair, she was able to bring Errol Flynn into her husband's agency, where he became a top star. Lou had started out as a talent agent in Hollywood before he became owner of Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And Edie loved to go out at night. She had all kinds of crushes on the big band leaders like Artie Shaw and others.
And she also had a crush on Frank Sinatra, and she discovered Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
That's right, yes. She and her girlfriends were out one night in New York, and they heard about this great comedy team. And so they managed to get in, to the front of the stage, and they were blown away by these two young, handsome, very funny men, Martin and Lewis. And she brought them to her husband's talent agency, and they became hugely popular, not just here in the United States, but internationally.
Oh, worldwide, yeah.
Yeah.
How old did they live to be?
Well, Lou left us, I was lucky enough to get several interviews with him, and then he died about 9 months later in 2002. And
wow.
Then Edie lived a few years longer, and of course, she left behind, as did he, a legacy of many philanthropic great deeds. They really cared about the working person, man and woman. And they were very good to the unions. They were very good to giving back to schools such as UCLA. And it was very important to them that California, as well as the United States, had a really healthy middle class, and that's where most of their philanthropy went, as well as to their own. Mm-hmm. You know, they founded an old folks home for a lot of Hollywood stars that did not get residuals from the old films of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. So they were that rare bird that really did care about the core and backbone of America.
Yeah.
Class.
Kathleen, this was such fun. We have to talk more because this book is so poignant because of everything that Harvey's going through and what we're seeing in the news right now. And I just think it's such an important historical look at Hollywood and where all of this stems from. Mr. and Mrs. Hollywood, Edie and Lou Wasserman and their entertainment empire. What an unbelievable story, Kathleen Sharp. What's the best website, please?
My website is kathleensharp.com, and Blackstone Media is also the publisher, and what a pleasure always to talk.
Always. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days.
There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And it is, I guess it's official that we are getting ready for the big holiday. And, you know, it's a time when people come together. And I don't know, I'm becoming jaded in that we really need to, I personally feel like we need to put the joy back in Christmas, and I just love that excitement and the connections and the people and the stories and the stories of the past. And I just think that's really cool. And talking about stories of the past, you know, 60 Minutes is revisiting its past 50 years, and I'm loving some of those excerpts from way back when, and it kind of brings back memories. And one of our wonderful sponsors, Willard Water, has been featured on 60 Minutes. And so it's really fun to look back and I encourage everyone to Google 60 Minutes and you will find the segment that John Willard's grandfather, Dr. Willard, and how the whole story of Willard Water began many, many years ago, decades ago. And it has to do with dinosaurs. And it's a story that really relates to everybody. And welcome, John. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So as we celebrate the holidays and Thanksgiving and all of that, one of the things that I make sure that I do, and I don't know about everybody else, but I know that for me, it's very important to continue to take your vitamins and to get yourself, really keep yourself in top physical condition, because with traveling and our immune systems and everything else, and that's why it's real important that this product, that this incredible discovery that is the only catalyst water of its kind that your late grandfather, it's quite an incredible legacy that you carry on at your company, John. But this incredible product, this product that spans decade after decade after decade, that speaks for itself, is such a powerful product, and this time of the year we need it more than ever, I think, you know. And so just put a little of the Willard water in your water, is just a little capful is what I do. And when I filter and prepare my water every day, it's what I do. It's a no-brainer. It's easy. And then all of the nutrients and the vitamins that you get are going to be absorbed, and it gets into the cells intracellularly, which is what we want.
Yes, absolutely. It's fantastic for boosting the cells' ability to absorb nutrients and antioxidants. And obviously we know in this season where you're dealing with colds and flus that maintaining the maximum level of good health is essential to fighting these kinds of things off. And the best way to do that is to make sure that you get the most out of the vitamins and nutrients that you're ingesting already. As you know, most of us urinate out about 99% of the vitamins that we take in. And so it's important to increase the amount that we're able to utilize during these kinds of seasons, and Willard water can do stuff like that.
Yes, very much so. And I have to tell you, it's a no-brainer. It's not like heavy lifting, and you know, no one wants to take an extra pill. But what if I told you that if you put the Willard water in your water, that your vitamins have more power? It's like supercharging the vitamins. And you don't have to take extra vitamins because you're drinking the Willard. You drink the water anyway. And anyone that's not drinking water, let me tell you something. You're going to wrinkle up, and I'm just as guilty. I mean, you have to force yourself to drink, especially during the winter months. We still need water to function. We really need a lot of water.
Yes, exactly. And once again, you know, taking Willard water can increase your body's hydration. Especially this time of the year, I find it fantastic for things like, you know, I get dry skin, and here up in South Dakota, it's very windy, and
oh yeah,
and so you lose a lot of moisture outside, and it's one of the things that I use it for because it increases the retention of water in the skin cells as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's just a staple in my house, and it should be in everybody else's house, because it's also, there isn't anything like this. This is really such a unique product, which is what I love about this story. It's not like there are 10 different kinds of Willard waters out there. This is it. You guys hold the key to this technology. And you have shared there isn't anyone else that knows the formula. There's just a few people that know the formula, John?
Yes, there are only three people alive who know the formula, and that was something my grandfather put in place 45 years ago, just to protect the formula. Yeah, so there is nothing else like it. It's as you said, it's been featured on 60 Minutes. It's been studied by the FDA, by the U.S. Congress here, and it's gone through quite a few investigations and come out on top. And so we feel like there's no other product in the world, quite frankly, that's undergone the level of scrutiny that we've undergone and come out on top. And
yeah,
more importantly, it's a great product to just have. It's a multifunctional product, and we know your customers have been great, or your listeners have been great, and become customers of ours, and that's why
we continue to
be involved.
I have to tell you, let me tell you, this is the product that you want to get as a stocking stuffer, and make sure when you're calling 888-379-4552, 888-379-4552. Make sure you get the aloe product, the Dr. Willard aloe product, and make sure you put it in a stocking for the holidays, because everybody will love it. Men will love it for their faces after they shave. Women will love it for the burns and the cuts. The pets love it. Everybody loves this aloe product. It's extraordinary. John Willard, thank you so much for keeping the Dr. Willard brand alive. And thank all of you for being with us. Another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show right here on Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Thank you.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.